I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up next with Allie Burlow. This week, Allie speaks with a couple on Martha's Vineyard who are raising a green you've probably never heard of.
In 2008, a leafy Brazilian vegetable called taioba made its way to Martha's Vineyard, putting down its roots. Even though it's from a tropical climate, taioba can thrive here if it's taken care of. In the state where many local Brazilian immigrants come from, Minas Gerais, taioba is a staple, a common side dish to any meal. It's a velvety cooking green. It's got body and a smooth texture. Think collards after a deep tissue massage. Taioba came by way of Island Grown Initiative and its collaborators at UMass Amherst, providing the plants, outreach, and education on how to grow it in New England. At the time, I was the executive director of Island Grown Initiative, and we offered taioba to farmers, gardeners, and chefs, hoping it would take and that it would help strengthen cross-cultural relationships and diversify what farmers had to offer. But the program fizzled out, and I always wondered whatever happened to the taioba, if anyone kept growing it, and if it ever did actually end up in the kitchens of any Brazilians or beyond. And then just the other day, my friend and grocer Elio Silva introduced me to his sister-in-law, Fátima, telling me that she's still farming the taioba. I hugged her. And then I went to see it for myself, visiting Fátima and her husband Isaac in Oak Bluffs. Their crop is thriving, all from those first few plants that they got 9 years ago.
Oh, we thought it was great. We were excited. And my brother called me and we went in. We bought one of the first plants. And then we still have them. The bigger ones is still the ones, the mother plants from the first shipment, like the very tall ones, all the big ones here, they are from the very first batch.
Fátima and Isaac have turned their dining room into a winter nursery for all their pots of taioba. Once the weather is warm enough, they'll transplant them back into their garden, where the roots will have room to expand and support the large leaves that are so characteristic of this plant.
You have to keep, you know, the temperature for the roots at least, I would say, 50 degrees. In order for them to survive.
That summer of 2008, another kind of history was made when taioba debuted at the 147th Martha's Vineyard Ag Fair, competing alongside locally grown tomatoes, corn, and zucchini. Fátima's plants were right in there, a contender.
Because the climate is not the same, so you really have to have passion for it. The Brazilian people that come here and see our taioba, they get jealous.
Finely chopped, a couple full-size leaves makes a nice side dish for any meal, but the plant contains a scratchy irritant called calcium oxalate. So you wouldn't want to eat taioba raw, like you could kale or spinach.
Yeah, it has some kind of milky thing to it. And what happened is you could, but it can burn inside you. So then it's not pleasant. You want to cook it first. Yes, definitely.
I think its cooked texture is more like a tender chard, but Isaac describes it closer to spinach and how it cooks way down. Fátima.
And we love taioba.
She gets olive oil and it makes it get a little hotter. And then she chops them and then puts an egg, like you do with spinach. Same way. Once it's cooked, you have one side by side, they will look the same. You don't know which one is spinach, which one is taioba. Yeah, you just quick for like less than a minute, you know, in a hot oil, and then it's done.
A little chopped garlic is nice too. That's how I like it. But I think the best thing about taioba, when you're an immigrant, it's really something special to have food from home find you again.
Every person from Brazil, if you make a dish of taioba, they will go crazy about it.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
You can go to our website at capeandislands.org for taioba recipes, photos, and videos. This local food report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.